get to the palace. And we're going to experience the fullness of joy. This is a word for the people of God, not just the house of man. I hear it. We've been out kind of wandering deserts, rivers, banks, getting all dirty and filthy. But he's going to call us into his palace and clean us all up and prepare us to remain in his presence. That's a blessing right there. Well, that's a blessing right there. Why are we going to go through all the stuff that we go through, Colleen, and then never get to where we so desire? Why do we press and press and press, but never get to that very place that we have desired? And it just feels like, what are we doing this for? Is it in vain? Or is it because we truly believe? If you truly believe, then you'll make it through the press. You'll know who won't make it through the press. They'll quit. And they'll give up. Because it's once you start giving up, it's easy to give up. But once you set your mind to it and put that thing in drive and let God fill your tank, then you just keep on going. Keep going. I know that tonight they're down at the Riverwalk getting ready for a celebration for the Spurs. Amen. I want to celebrate what God's doing. Amen. Amen. I appreciate the Spurs won. Great for the city and this and that. And we still don't get respect from people. Still. But I know this, that when I purpose in my heart to do the things of God, it's not easy. It's not easy. And I read through Scripture, it wasn't easy for the people of God either. I read that it was nothing but turmoil. All kinds of frustration and stuff. But yet we chose to be a Christian. Right? We chose to be a Christian. And Jesus even says, if you suffer not because of you, but you suffer because of me. There's purpose for the suffering. There's purpose. But we don't want to go through the suffering. How about going through the press? How many of you want to go through the press? Purpose to go through the press. How many of you really want to go through the press? Come on, come on, say, how many of you really want to go through the press? You want to go to the press? Come on, determine, because right now you're vacillating. Do you want to go to the press? Purpose right now, do you want to go to the press? You should want to go to the press because there's where the oil comes from. There's where the anointing comes from. There's where purpose is made, is in the press. And in that press, you begin to find out who you really are, whether or not you really have faith. You should purpose to want to go through the press. And God knows just about how much pressure to put on you. So he doesn't make you bitter. He makes you better. But he has to put you there first. Because you didn't choose to go there because he knew your ways. If he knew that you knew you were going to go through some stuff, you would choose not to go through it. Give me door number 3 instead of door number 1. But he says, I have to get you to that place. That's why I order your steps. I order your steps to that press. What I choose to be the instrument to press you, don't get mad at me. Know that it's for your good. And if you feel that the enemy has come in to grab hold of you, he's only a pawn. He's only an instrument that I use to show you that you can make it through. Bible says, he will not give more than what you can handle. Does it say that? It don't say that. We say that. Lord won't put more on you than you can handle. No, he's going to give you more that you don't understand how much you can handle. But the only way you're going to know how much you can handle is by going through the press. That's the only way you're going to know. But we don't like it. We hate it. We kick and scream because we don't like the press. But he ordered you to go to the press so he can extract the oil that has been in there for a very long time. So that when it comes out as pure oil. But we don't like the fact that we have to go through that press. See, a real olive press, a real olive press, you get put between the two stones. You ever been put between the two stones? And then all of a sudden, the weight comes from the top and the bottom. And it begins to turn and begins to squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze. That everything inside of you begins to come out. And when it comes out, nothing's been added to it. But what is removed is the flesh. I don't want to hear this. You don't want the flesh to be intermixed with the oil that came out. So the flesh is discarded. And right when you think that you're just about to be crushed, the press stops. So it doesn't make the oil bitter. But the skin that once held, hear this, all that oil is no longer needed. The flesh has to be discarded. So does the seed that produced it. Watch this. Some things that you go through was based upon a word that you first received, which was the seed. That's why I laugh at people that want to go get a prophetic word. Prophet's coming. House is full. Y'all better watch out because you're about to go through the press. Let the prophet prophesy to you. Because that's the seed. And in order for that prophetic word to come to pass, you're going to go through the press. And then once that seed, that word is discarded along with the flesh that kept it from manifesting. Well, we don't want to hear this. Then here comes another seed. And it's another process. But you're getting better and better every single time. But that's not the manifestation I wanted. Because he knew that you were going to ask for something different. He knew what you needed. Because daddy knows what's good for you. I said, Daddy, I don't like this press. I've been here too many times. Says you got much word in you. And the seed has to be manifest to bring out the goodness of where it came from. Yeah. And that everything that held it from maturing is going to be discarded. I hope you hear this. Have you been in a press? Has it been so tight? It's been so tight that you can't even get out of your confinement that you're in. It started out as being a single word, a single seed. But I look around me and there's more than just me. But we're all the same. And we're wondering how we're going to get out of this. But the only way the olive comes off the tree is that the hand has to pluck it off. If it's the hand of God, and it's the year of the hand, how many wins of the Spurs? Who was MVP? Who? Kawhi Leonard. What did they reference him as? Even though you may be destined for it, you will have opposition against you. You'll always have somebody talking about you. That's right. You will always have somebody just ridiculing you and telling you you ain't going to get nowhere. Then they're going to come against everything about you and what you stand for. And what you believe in. Because the enemy wants to get into the psyche of you. To make you quit. And make you stop doing the things that you're supposed to do. Have you been in a press? Have you been going through? Has it been something you said, I just want to quit? Because it makes no sense why it's so hard, but yet I'm yours. Why is it so hard, but yet we're the children of God? And if he sees fit to leave it on you, maybe it has to do with what you don't want to give up. Because you think that you can handle it or you can figure it out yourself. How's that been working for you? It's just like the olive fell off of the grind, the press. And he picks it back up and says, just go through the process again then. He's trying to figure a way out. I'm not through with the process. Until you learn to understand, you can't be that way and enter into your promise. I've got to remove some things that will cause you to make my oil bitter. I want no additives. I want no preservatives. I just want that to come out. And there's such a fragrance of fresh oil through the press that what happens is begins to draw people unto you because of the fresh oil that's on you. And the only reason why you have fresh oil is because of the press. The only reason why you're able to ever make an impact on anybody's life because of the press. The press, just because it ends in one season, don't mean it's not coming back. Amen. Means it's going to come back again to see how you're going to deal with it the next time. And if it presents itself again, know this, just go through that process again. And keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Oh, yeah. gets to the point, we get tired of looking at that dang press. Become my friend, I know it so well. Know that press so well, I can tell you where every little squeak is coming from. I can tell you that that stone has a little flat spot right there because it's been worn out so much because I've been on that place right there. I'm the one that don't get it straight to begin with. I'm the one that fight against God. And that place right there, if I can get right back to that place, it won't really crush me that bad. Watch this, because we get acclimated to the press. And we know that if we can do just enough of these little things that can keep us to make it through, that's all we'll do. So I want you to truly surrender to me. Truly surrender. I want you to learn how to help yourself. How do you help yourself? By surrendering to God. And when you surrender to God, it don't get easier. It gets better, but it don't get easier. How many of you really want to surrender to God? Honestly, you answer, not because I'm up here and my hands are up here. How many of you really want to surrender to God? Okay. Because if you really want to surrender, the thing that presents itself, because it does, you know which thing that is. Some of y'all, it's things. When it presents itself, what are you going to do? Are you going to surrender that to God? Or are you going to hide it? Give it. Let him deal with your attitude. Let him deal with your anger, frustration. Let him deal with that. Ain't nobody exempt. Your pastor either. We have real talk. I said, that's why you want me to come to church? He goes, yeah, I got to talk to you. And you got plenty of tissue boxes just for yourself. Because he wants to show me some things. But we all have to understand something. That when we go through the press, there's an opportunity to change that he affords to you if you take it. If you take it. I want you to remember one thing, and I'm going to talk about it on Sunday. And tonight I wanted to declare and get into worship. And when Jesus went to go pray, it was in the garden of what? Gethsemane. Which was what? Olive press. The olive press. Now when he prayed so much, so hard, that he sweat blood. He knew that his daddy was showing him where he was going. And he took three friends with him. One of them had to be Peter. And his brothers. That's already bad enough to begin with. Peter and his brothers. Stay here while I go a stone throw away and pray. Now, the Bible tells me that they all fell asleep. And it wasn't like they couldn't see Jesus kneeling down because they said he knelt down to pray a stone throw away. We watched him. And then we couldn't see him no more. Because you fell asleep. Okay? Fell asleep. So then he gets up three times. The Bible says that he got up three times to tell him, could you not stay up and pray? Could you not stay up and pray? In other words, they didn't understand what he was about to face. But then I start reading scripture and I start looking back. Why were they so tired? It's one thing for Jesus to be tired. He's doing all the miracles. They're just sitting there watching. But then I realize Jesus and his disciples had just faced the demoniac. So he's fighting all kinds of demons. And you notice the disciples are just sitting there like, whoa. So they didn't do nothing. Why are they tired? Oh, because they were rowing all night? No, they rowed 4 hours. That's it, 4 hours they rode. Jesus comes in the boat. They're ready on the other side. The storm ends. Bam. They deal with the demoniac. Then comes back. Gets them back to the other side. So Jesus is doing all the work. He's the one walking on water. Peter started walking on water for a little bit, and he started drowning. So he had time to go ahead and relax and chill out. But I see that Jesus is doing so much and going through so much. I would figure Jesus said, I'm not going to go and pray. I'll get to you. But if Jesus saw fit that it was very important to help himself to go and pray because he knew that he was going to be in the press, for some of y'all, we can't even get together to pray. Well, I'm tired. I worked all day. I worked all day. I fell asleep. You know, Jesus knew I was thinking my prayer. He knows my thoughts. Tell that to the devil when he comes to attack. What I'm trying to tell you is that how you help yourself is prayer. He had to come and tell the disciples 3 times. And I figured that they would probably write something of what he really told them. Marty's Bible is a little bit different. He says, look, I did the work, not you. I quieted the storm, not you. I dealt with the demons, the legion, not you. I'm dealing with all these people that are betraying me, not you. I'm the one that's dealing with the one that is going to betray me tonight, not you. And I'm going to go and pray, and I just ask you to stay awake while I prayed. And if Jesus can go and help himself in prayer, then that's what we need to do during the hard times. Maybe you got to get alone for a minute. Well, you know, I got kids and they're all over the place. Get yourself in the closet, close it. Well, they keep knocking on the door. It's the year of the hand. Just saying. Teach them to reverence your time. If not, you're going to have a bunch of misfits running around because they don't understand the presence of God. Teach them. You know, Father's Day, I got me a good gift. Good gift. A good gift. A prophetic word that came to pass. But before it came to pass, it was a press. Oh, a hard press. A hard press. And for me to be quiet in my own house, even when the grill is going, the music's going, y'all don't hear me. It's Father's Day. We had a good service in here. I get home, turn the grill on, put my music on, and bam, the weightiness hits. I was just happy. What happened? He tightened the press. What are you going to do? I'm just going to keep quiet. I ain't going to say a word. Some of y'all don't know. My wife and I, we can sit there outside in the heat, mosquitoes all over the place. We'll just sit there and just talk. And just talk. Talk about service. Talk about. And she asked me, what'd you prophesy? I'd be able to normally tell her. I don't know a lot. And I could feel the press. Go up to the grill, Mama. I got to clean the grill. So I start to clean the grill, and all this heat just comes right up. I said, God, what is going on? What? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My wife's trying to figure it out. I can tell she's trying to figure me out. Something ain't right. What's going on? I'm good. I'm thinking. You know, that kind of thinking. And then I go inside. Yes, I know. I'm telling you, this is true. Before that word comes to pass, it gets so tight. Gets to the point you want to quit. Gets to the point you're like, I don't even know what to say anymore. Don't know what to do. And I'm in the middle of joy and it's just gone. Right before your word comes to pass, it gets harder. And it hurts. Because you can't put your finger on why it hurts. And the one that can normally get me out of this couldn't. My wife knows how to push my buttons to get me to get out of my funk. Couldn't happen. Got to the point I sat at the end of my patio. Want to be alone, God. This is too hard. And I don't want to say something that will kill what you're doing to me. I want to make this. And if I have to bite my tongue, I'll bite my tongue. She's trying everything to get me to engage in this, but I don't want to engage. I just want to know, why am I feeling this way? You understand that when I have my grill goes on, my house usually fills up with family. Mom and dad come over. Mother-in-law comes over. Nothing. It was like this Father's Day was so different. I couldn't understand why. I walk into my kitchen. And my daughter Hannah tells me, I'm going to stay here, Dad. I'm going to go get your present. It's big, so give me a minute. I got to carry it in. Big, right? Okay. Amen. My nephew Willie's there in the kitchen, and he's just so out of it. He's like, what's going on? And I should have known something was up when I saw his face. And when I turned, Willie was facing the front door, and I turned. My prophetic word came to pass. My daughter Paisley walked into the kitchen. I was taken like, is this for real? And I was more in shock, and I was trying to process everything. And I went to grab her, and I was, oh my God, Paisley. Oh my God. And at that very moment, it was like that press came off. And I looked at the face of my baby girls. That brought the oldest home. She says, this is my gift to you, Dad. said, Lord, I don't even know how to act right now. And I would just stare at her, and I'd look at my wife, and then I'd stare at her. And then my mom comes in. Healing. My wife is on the phone on, what is that, the video, FaceTime, and Joseph is on the phone, and she turns it around so he can see, and next thing he's like, what, and he was with his dad. Next time, not even 20, 30 minutes later, Joseph walks in the door. He runs and he just jumps on her, and like he's in shock. I said, oh my God, this is not really happening, is it? And he says, where's Michael? I don't know, I lost him. And then Michael walks in. Josh comes downstairs. Hannah's just there, and I say, Hannah, all my kids are here today. But my prophetic word was years of press. Years of press. And before it manifested, it was the hardest thing. Normally I can shake some things. Normally I can shake it. My wife knows how to get me out of it. Nothing. Nothing. I said, Lord, you know how to do a thing. And I felt that just pressure just come on. My other gift I got, amazing gift too. Ever since I got it, that's all I play with. I'm go-go gadget. It's this Bluetooth type of little speaker thing that I can take wherever I want and play my music off of it. Well, Hannah and Paisley were out there playing or practicing volleyball in the front yard with her husband, and then Josh and Hannah, they're all out there. So I take it out there, and I'm sitting there, and I'm talking to Paisley the whole time. And I'm looking at Paisley, looking at Hannah, looking at Paisley, looking at Hannah. I said, Hannah, you look just like Paisley. Paisley, you look just like Hannah. And it was like they didn't miss a beat. Everybody would come out of the house and see, what are y'all doing? Joseph would come out, and then Popo came out, and my mom came out, and Nana came out, Michael came out, Inez came out, everybody going to the front. That's what I'm trying to tell you is, when a prophetic word comes to pass, it will draw people unto the prophetic word. Then the scripture comes to pass. Look, your God has been good to you. But I knew that press didn't just happen overnight. I had been in this press for a very, very long time. Long time. And it started when my kids were little. A long time. And we never even have an understanding of it. And then this is what the Lord said. Do you care? I don't care what, why. It's done. Over with. Done. And now, and I'll end with this. There's no friction. It's like we were always talking to begin with. What a blessing. I grabbed hold of my daughter Hannah after Paisley and them left, and I said, Hannah, that was my best. best Father's Day ever. And like only Hannah can do. I know, Dad. You're not going to cry with me or nothing? No. It's done. I've been working this thing for a while. See, you don't know who God's going to use to bring your prophetic word to pass. Even in the press, God will reach into your own home and use that instrument to bring your word to pass. Don't give up on the press. And don't give up on the word that God spoke. That word was seed. And it's going to go through that whole process. And before it happens, I can tell you that I know that I know. It gets so hard before it happens and it manifests. How many of you want to go through your press? Because that's how you get your manifested word. Amen. As Josh is playing, I want Sylvia and Michael to hand out envelopes. I'm going to close with this. I want you to understand that, and I've said this many times, I always prep a message for any service. To everything that I say is, you don't get ready, you stay ready. But during the worship, I felt like we just needed to just get in and just let God minister to us as we ministered to Him. Then as y'all begin to play, y'all took us to a whole different level. Whole different level. And that kind of worship like that came from here, not here. And that just came forth. It was great declaration. And it was a word of the Lord. And it was wonderful. And then He says, tell them about the press. Tell them. So I hope you understand that the message may have not have been a message where I open up and tell you scripture, 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 and then this. But if you have an understanding that you're going to go through, know this. That if He did it before and He brought you out, then He's going to do it again. The Apostle Paul said it. We know that He did it once. We'll know that He's going to do it again. We trust Him. I just want you to understand that we're gonna experience some things in the house, in this house. And what we're about to experience is manifest presence, manifest word, and manifest healing. Because we've been going through. I've talked to many of y'all individually, over the phone, via text, or whatever the case, everybody's going through something. And it feels like it's getting worse and worse and worse. And you feel like, just know this, you're that much closer for your word coming to pass. And I'm not going to quit. I believe that God is going to come through with what He's already spoken over my life, over your life, and over this house. Our prayer isn't to pray just for our needs. It's to pray for your needs, your desires, and what God's desire for you are. That's what we pray over y'all. And then we pray, Lord, don't just bless them with what they need right now. Bless them with what they know not even to ask. We'll declare it over their life. Then the Spirit will begin to minister to them. And they'll get in agreement with it. And then they'll begin to declare it. That's how we pray for you guys. And we pray that God manifests His miracle working power in your life. Daniel coming here looking at some of these breakers in here because they keep breaking and these lights go off. He says, well, we can run it up here. No, I want to just get out of here. We can rewire all the wiring. No, I want to get out of here. That's what I want to do. Feel like we're in a tight place. And I'm ready to get out of here. So I'm just believing by faith that we're on our way out. And we're going to buy some land. We're going to build our building. And with everything in it that we desire, not just for you, but for these precious children. If it's raining outside, they will never have to worry. They can be playing inside in their play gym. Their little puppet theaters. their big screen TVs for them, their praise and worship team for them, their video games for them, everything that they need. And then for the big kids like me, I mean, like the other adults, a youth center, a teenage youth center where they have their own praise team, their own stage, their own light show. They have their own everything. And if they want to go play basketball, they ain't got to worry about going too far. It's right there. And that we will have our own event center. And the people say, you know what? You need to go over there. You want to get married? You need to go over to that church. You ought to see the hall that they have. You ought to see the chandeliers that they have. You should see the carpet that they have. They have everything in there. They got a chef that works there. And the chef is real good at cooking, real good. They got a state-of-the-art commercial kitchen. I want to represent God right. When we go through what we go through, I want to come out on the other side getting what I've desired and what God has placed in my heart to desire. Amen. And please hear me. You know, I have big dreams for the House of Manna. Big dreams. But I know that God has people that He's aligning to be in covenant with this house. And because of that, it's going to expand our territories. Papa Louie could not stop raving about the house. They stayed an extra night. They had a wonderful time at the Riverwalk where they stayed. And they were just so blessed by the whole weekend. They said, you people have such a hunger. And they so much pull on you. And that's what he said. He goes, if you can't preach there, you have no business preaching anywhere. He goes, because your people pull and you have a unique atmosphere. That's what he said it here. Go try and do that someplace else and it won't work for you. But it works for you guys. He goes, the presence is there? Or it's a genuine presence? Oh, they so enjoyed being here. They loved it. So I talked to him as they were leaving, driving Monday morning, and they're doing a school of ministry in Houston, and they have this curriculum. He said, do you want to be a part of it? I said, yep, sure do. I sure do. He said, I'm going to connect you with some pastors so that you can get together and do it in your church and connect with some of these other pastors. He's networking churches that he goes all across the world, and he does here in the States. He's going to network them so we can continue to work together in the gifts that we flow in that we'll go and teach in their place. And then not only that, it'll be vice versa. And then we can travel and network the churches together. Because that's the vision that they have. I said, that's my vision, is build kingdom. When you build the kingdom, you're doing God's work, God's business. So they're so excited. And they're so excited to have us go to Kenya in November. So someone that is going with me was shocked that Father's Day as well. And I'll reveal that a little bit later. But I just want you to know that we are in a place where God is about ready to manifest for the people of God. Amen. You'll hear it. You can log on to all different kind of websites of preachers, whatever. You're going to hear what I was talking about. I know it because it's the Spirit of God that was speaking. Amen. In your offering tonight, I just want you to write on there, the press. The press.